Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, your thumbnail mechanic, and today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the fascinating world of AI thumbnail generators and why so many manually designed thumbnails just flop. Right. And you won't believe this stat. 68% of manually designed thumbnails actually underperform compared to AI versions in A/B tests. That's a massive number. Whoa, that makes me wonder why so many creators are sticking with manual designs when AI can do such a better job. Exactly. And if your videos are flatlining, it often comes down to color contrast. Poor contrast can cause up to a 320.4% drop in your click-through rates, which is significant. So it's not just about making something look good, it's about how it works on those tiny phone screens too, right? Spot on. Daryl, Eves mentioned recently that we humans tend to undervalue contrast ratios. An AI can automatically nail that perfect 4:1 contrast ratio, which can boost your click-through rate by over 30%. That's a game changer. It sounds like AI is just more efficient at figuring out what works, but it sounds like a lot of people are still struggling with these tools. Yeah, that's a big issue. About 36% of users actually give up after just one try because they find the interfaces confusing. I can relate to that. Sometimes when I open a design program, I feel totally overwhelmed with too many options. Totally. In fact, 52% of beginners say there are too many sliders and not enough presets. They end up wasting hours just tweaking designs. Wow, that's frustrating. So what's the solution? Well, tools like Canva help simplify things. You can just pick a template and get started without being a graphic design expert. That makes a lot of sense. It's all about removing that initial barrier to entry. Exactly. Let's talk about a real-world example. Ali Abdal. He used AI tools to increase his click-through rate from 4.2% to 7.8%. That's an insane jump, and he gained 1.2 million extra views in just 3 months, right? Yep. Plus, he cut down his production time from 4 hours to just 10 minutes. Time really is money, especially on YouTube. So, what are the high-end AI thumbnail generators doing differently? Great question. The tech is evolving rapidly. By 2026, we'll likely see even more advanced features. For now, tools like Midjourney and Photoshop are leading the pack. I've heard of Midjourney. What kind of improvements can it deliver? Users are seeing around a 39% improvement in their thumbnails. It costs about $60 a month, but many are finding a 4.1x return on investment. Wow, that sounds worthwhile, but what about free tools? Unfortunately, free tools like Pixlr often produce blurry or cartoonish results. 67% of the time. You really do get what you pay for. Sounds like it's worth investing in the good stuff. So what's the deal with RAG systems? RAG stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation. It helps AI remember your specific branding elements, like colors and fonts. We're seeing more enterprises adopting this to cut errors by 73%. That sounds crucial for maintaining a consistent look across a channel. Exactly. Now let's compare. AI-generated thumbnails with manual ones. A lot of traditional editors aren't fans of AI, but the data doesn't lie. What do the numbers show? Well, thumbnails that don't catch viewers' attention drop 74% of video views within the first 3 seconds. Meanwhile, AI-optimized thumbnails can boost watch time by about 3 times. Those are some serious stakes. But I've heard people say AI-generated thumbnails can look, you know, a bit soulless. Yeah, that's a valid concern. One creator tried mimicking MrBeast's style purely with AI, and his click-through rate tanked by 19%. So it's about finding that balance between human creativity and AI efficiency. Exactly. Use AI to generate backgrounds and lighting, but keep your human face in the shot. That personal touch goes a long way. So what's the best way to get started with these AI tools? I recommend starting with a solid concept. Use AI for heavy lifting, like background removal and generating environments. Then fine-tune it in a simpler editor for text. And A/B testing is key, right? Yes. Always test your thumbnails. Tools like vidIQ offer free A/B testing, which can lead to a 32% increase in click-through rates. So, we should be experimenting and adjusting based on what the audience responds to. Exactly. Keep an eye on your analytics and adjust your strategies based on what's working. Awesome. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? To sum it up, AI thumbnail generators are a game changer for YouTube creators, especially for improving click-through rates. Embrace the technology, test your designs, and don't forget the human touch. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.